After emerging victorious in a string of primary elections on June 7th, Hillary Clinton won the pledged delegates needed to become the nation's first woman to capture a major party presidential nomination. Over the last week, Clinton has turned her attention to forcefully challenge the positions and caustic rhetoric of the Republicans' presumptive candidate, Donald Trump. But while her Democratic Party opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, hadn't yet suspended his campaign, preferring to continue the fight until voters had cast ballots in the nation's last primary in Washington, D.C., on June 14th, it was clear that his quest for the nomination was over. Sanders, who called for a political revolution, surprised many political observers by winning 22 state primaries and caucuses, drawing 1.5 million people to his rallies, and raising $228 million from about 2.5 million small donors. The candidate reportedly will now pursue changes in the Democratic Party platform that will include planks advocating a $15 an hour minimum wage, universal health care, and tuition-free public colleges and universities. But while thousands of Sanders supporters are expected to attend a national conference in Chicago June 17th through 19th, dubbed the People's Summit, to debate the future of the revolution, a group of former Sanders staffers have already formed a new political organization called Brand New Congress. This new nonpartisan group aims to harness the skills and fundraising power of the Sanders campaign to win congressional seats with the goal of moving the country in a more progressive direction. Your reporter spoke with Stacy Hopkins, co-founder and team leader with Brand New Congress, who discusses the short and long-term objectives of this new Sanders-inspired political organization.
We decided to come together, a couple of former staffers and volunteers who worked with the campaign, and also the grassroots. We recognize that some of the missteps made was not recognizing the energy and organizing power and talent that was in the grassroots. And we said we didn't want to watch the energy that was created go dormant or get distilled or, you know, fall into apathy. So we said, you know, what instead of asking the question, what's next, what if we just say, look, we have an idea? So we launched Brand New Congress, and the idea is it's very simple. One plan, one unified campaign, and the goal is to have 535 members of Congress all supporting the Bernie platform. We realize that is a large goal, but it is a goal, you know, and it's definitely possible. We definitely can change the face of Congress. We feel that it is not representative of the people in terms of racial or gender parity. We have a Congress that is out of touch, that really can't agree on anything. I like to say they can't agree on lunch. And they have brought us nothing but standoffs and shutdowns and obstructionism. And they haven't done the really necessary work of the people. We have crumbling infrastructure. We have temporary stopgap measures that have damaging cuts to people who've done no harm. And while we have seen our coffers raped and pillaged to pay for, you know, endless wars. And so we think that the people, the actual people who Congress is supposedly created by, should reflect that. So that is one of our goals and objectives, to do that. And we're on tour, and we are coming to communities across America to look for those honest, accountable people that we need. And we all know them. Some of them may actually be us. So we are doing events, something like the Bernie Barnstorms, and starting the conversation and starting the organization that's really going to be part of the infrastructure that is going to take this campaign to not just 2018, but beyond.
Stacy, tell us a bit about how this new group is structured and how it's different than other political action committees or other organizations
that try to get people elected to Congress. From my understanding, you're going to be doing fundraising at a national level to help your chosen candidates district by district, which takes a lot of the burden off of the individual candidates, where money is has long been a major obstacle to getting grassroots folks elected to Congress who aren't beholden to special interests.
Absolutely. So our campaign is a mechanism that frees our candidates up from the hamster wheel and what is known as business as usual in politics by being the supportive financial mechanism for them. We're providing the services that they would have to seek. You know, we would be giving voter files. This is a way of freeing candidates up to do what they do best, meeting with the voters and getting their message out. We will provide like in-house shop for them. The beauty is we all have the platform for Bernie, and that is the agreement that the candidates run on. So we support them. We free them up to be better candidates, which in turn gives us better government, which gives us better and progressive policies that a lot of people, regardless on which side of the aisle, agree on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stacey, I wanted to ask you this. In your estimation and testing the waters with this new organization in recent months, do you believe that the organizers and Bernie Sanders supporters from the campaign can make the transition to a longer-term commitment without all the energy, media coverage, and short-term goals that state-by-state primary elections bring? It's certainly a much larger commitment in the long run to move Congress in a way different direction than it is to win a statewide primary campaign.
It's going to be challenging. Any movement has that challenge. And, you know, with Bernie, he was ignored for a long time, and it wasn't, you know, mainstream media that made him or created those crowds. It was social media. It was independent media. We can't expect to create change by doing things old ways. We can't depend on unreliable systems that weren't created in our favor to suddenly start acting that way.
That was Stacey Hopkins, co-founder and team leader with a new political organization, Brand New Congress. Learn more about Brand New Congress by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.